Hello and welcome to episode 0 of my podcast. I'm Rob, and I'm going to use this to tell you a bit about myself and what I'm going to be talking about, and also hopefully iron out any little niggly problems that I might have with the technology of being a podcaster. Anyway, this show is going to be all about games. What sort of games? Well, if it's a game, I'm going to want to talk about it. So board games, card games, role-playing games, war games, you name it. If it's a game-related product, I'm going to try and talk about it at some stage. Not every single episode. Sometimes I'll focus on just one area, possibly even just one particular game. And so I'll jump around a bit every now and then, but I'll try and have a bit of a mix so you can get to fill all the various opportunities out there for you in the world of gaming. Now, I started off gaming ages and ages ago, when I was a wee little nipper at family events, and most of the games that we played were your traditional card games, Canasta, Whist, Cribbage, Rummy, that sort of stuff. And in particular, I spent a lot of time playing card games with my dad and my granddad over the years. In fact, I had a really good couple of Christmases recently playing with just the guys together, and it was a good chance for all the kind of men in the family to get together and have a really good gaming session of like 2 or 3 hours of just card games. And I've really enjoyed that over the years, and I look forward to hopefully having next Christmas with my granddad. He's getting on a bit, and he was really the guy, I guess, who got me down the road of gaming. Anyway, having him set me off down the road with card games, I tried out a few board games, Monopoly, Scrabble, but I didn't really enjoy those. But one day, I can't remember where it came from, but suddenly I came across in the cupboard a game called Exploration. Now, I believe this is a game that's better known in the UK than other parts of the world, and something about it just hooked me. It was different, I guess, and I really enjoyed it. And sadly, all the pieces got broken and lost, so we ended up not being able to play it eventually. But I played that to death, and that made me think, hey, there must be more to gaming than Monopoly. So I happened to go down to the local game store, and like a lot of local game stores, sadly he did close down eventually, but whilst he was open he gave me all sorts of great games and great experiences. But anyway, the first time I went down there, he had this role-playing game advertised in the window. Well, I had no idea what that was, but it really hooked me, and if you know about role-playing games, you can probably guess which game I'm talking about. It was a big black poster, and on the black poster, if I remember correctly, it was white text with a red stripe, and it was talking about Free Trader Beowulf. And this was really intriguing to me, role-playing games, sci-fi. I best grab my wallet. So grabbing my dad's hand, I dragged him in the shop, and for whatever reason, I'd been good, or I'd passed an exam, or it was a birthday or Christmas coming up, I can't remember now. We went into the shop with him agreeing he'd buy me this game. But anyway, we had a chat with the shopkeeper and a discussion amongst ourselves, and I came out clutching my new game, desperate to get home and play it, and it was the Red Box of D&D. Well, why did I go in for one game and come out with another? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, I think they thought Traveller would be a bit hard for me to learn compared to D&D. D&D might have been a bit cheaper, but the main reason was that more people played it locally, and, of course, I had just read Lord of the Rings, and therefore was an absolute manic Tolkien fantasy fan, and therefore D&D seemed a better fit, and I think he made the right call there. Managed to persuade my sister to have a couple of games, and never really been into role-playing games, I have to say, has she, so I had to find someone else to play with. So obviously guys at school got involved, and I had a really good time with D&D, and I play it even today, but my kind of the big time for me with D&D, which I'll be talking about in a future episode, was kind of 1981 to 1988. Having done that, I also happened to read a bit of H.P. Lovecraft and Isaac Asimov, so I picked up Traveller, so I did actually get hold of that, and I also picked up the third game system in my Holy Trinity called a Cthulhu. And I'm pleased to say all three of those game systems are still around, but I must admit I still like the original editions the most of D&D and Traveller. And as I say, I'll be talking about all three of those systems in future shows. Well, having done that, I kind of branched out into lots of different role-playing games. But role-playing games, they require a time investment and people investment that's not always possible to do. So I needed to have other things going on. So I got into 40K, second edition. I also had a dabble in with Magic the Gathering, and more recently, wargaming and board gaming. And throughout all my gaming career, I've always had the fallback of either a computer or a games console, starting off with the Spectrum, moving on to the Amiga, and then games consoles. And I must admit, most of my computer gaming I like to do on games consoles these days. Well, that should give you an idea of my sort of history. So I started way back in, I guess it was 1979 with D&D, and I've always been role-playing and a little bit of board gaming, but in particular the last few years, board gaming. And wargaming since about the release of second edition 40K, and again in the recent years, a lot of wargaming. In fact, I would say I'm going through a gaming renaissance right now. I've got two sessions a week. One session is wargaming, and that happens every single week. And another session, which tends to happen every single week, either role playing or more particularly board gaming. And that's been really good fun. Although we have done a lot of Guitar Hero recently on the board gaming evenings. So as you can see, broad experience of games, all sorts of different aspects, and I hope you're going to want to hear my opinion of things. And also, I hope I'm going to be able to bring you exciting news of what's going on in the gaming world. There's the potential for lots of exciting things in the future, and that's also going to be the other thing I'm going to try and bring to the mix. I'm going to bring you a bit of history, looking back to like first edition AD&D, but also bring you news about the new edition, fourth edition. So a bit of past and present and future. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about what I've got to say and a little bit about me, and I look forward to seeing you in episode one. And I'm not going to tell you what's going to be in episode one. I'm probably going to concentrate on just one game for my first episode, and I might throw in a few little bit of surprise extras. So hopefully see you next time. This is Rob signing off, and see you soon.